Hey there, welcome to the Tim Castle Show. This is where I sit down with courageous people doing inspirational things around the world. I want to tell you about something exciting that I've been building for the last few years, and now it is finally here. The School of Success. The purpose is all about you and building the empire of you. This is about skill acquisition. The world is changing at an exponential rate. It's becoming more competitive. And in order to thrive, not just survive, we need to take our learning, development, and upskilling seriously, and we need to take it into our own hands. Therefore, it has never mattered more to be in this state of continuous learning outside of your employment. So when you apply yourself, it's never been easier to stand out because there's so few people willing to put the time in to improve their skills and reach mastery in these skills of the future. Then you get to a place where you're able to engage in skill stacking. This is where you're not just aiming to be extraordinary at one skill, what you're doing is becoming in the top 10% of a range of skills that are unique and complementary. So put differently, it's easier to be more effective in the top 10% of several different skills, your stack, than it is to be in the 1% of one skill. So what we're aiming for here is to get you with the School of Success to become amazing at negotiation, sales, and living a better life. If you're going for interviews right now, we will talk you through how to negotiate your dream job and your dream package, how to approach selling, and what you should be doing in this current macroeconomic climate, how to negotiate as a highly skilled negotiator, and what are the composite features of that person, who do you need to become, and then how to live a better life, to live a life of purpose and meaning, to fill that void that you feel inside, and to actually go out there and become the best version of yourself. The rate of change is upon us, the opportunity to capitalize on this change is absolutely monstrous. So possessing the skills that are varied enough to make you stand out yet complementary is an example of how you can get this winning combination going for you. For example, you could be a coder, a storyteller, a negotiator, and you could have high EQ. And this is a winning combination. So that's what the School of Success is all about. I am impressing this upon you because this is what I've been building for the last few years. It's all about enabling you to build the skills of the future so that you can build the empire of you, accelerate and go further. Go to my website, timjscastle.com, to look at the School of Success, or theschoolofsuccess.win to find out more. Now, let's get on with the episode.
Okay, so as you may know, some of my content is more geared towards the art of retreat now. I've been on a bit of a journey, a bit of a transformation over the last few weeks, and I'm sharing that journey here because I think it's valuable. I think this in itself has been something that I didn't realize that I was struggling with, that it's now given me a new sense of what it means to be successful in life, to have wealth in life, which I already knew existed. So the component parts of wealth is obviously you want to have financial freedom, stability. You want to have great health, great relationships, great lifestyle. Wealth to me is about lifestyle. It's about living the life you want to live and enjoying it and being excited about the adventure of life, choosing the adventure and leaning into adventure. And part of that is understanding yourself more and understanding that when the storm clouds come, when the storm rolls in and the dark clouds come, and what I'm talking about here is you have an argument, maybe with a significant other or with a work colleague or with a family member or a friend, and the clouds roll in and suddenly it's become dark and you are no longer feeling light inside. How do you find the light within and keep going? Because what I've realized is, and it has been a big, profound moment for me, a big, profound experience that I've lived through right now, where I've realized that how do you stop and process and deal with the emotions that you feel and then react in a way that actually causes the storm clouds to go away? It causes you to stop and take a retreat, causes you not to worry so much. So I wrote some notes when going through this just because I wanted to get this right, and words matter. Jesse Itzler says, the words we speak matter. So I wanted to get this right. So learning to be the light when the clouds and thunder roll in. not to let emotion darken your day. This is not about false happiness. This is not about pretending to be happy when you're not. It's not about not feeling the emotion. And it's not about pushing it down and doing what you've got to get done, which is what I subscribed to before this experience. I subscribed to the idea that you just have to put the emotion aside and power on through. And whilst I believe that is 80% of mindset and being able to deliver and prevail and push through and persevere, the piece I am talking about mainly here is deepening your relationship with yourself, your connection to yourself, so that you can do that whilst treating the pain and not just becoming hardened. Because I believe that there is a way to walk through this life where you are a light for others, a beacon of hope for others, an inspiration for others and for yourself. And in doing that, I think that gets you to 100% and not just 80%. And I think, yeah, 80% will get you most of the way there. But when we talk about lifestyle, we should shoot for 100. So it's about feeling the pain and responding effectively rather than poking the wound harder, which is what I think we do when we push it down, when we react to it right away with aggressiveness, anger. So say someone's offended you or upset you or frustrated you, they've made you turn into the outward expression of that. So we're like mirrors. So this has happened to me. I'm now mirroring back what's happening through my own interpretation back at the trigger or back at the source of my pain. I'm responding with frustration, rage, and anger. It does not feel good inside for me. It actually creates more detachment, more loss, more aloneness, from the fact that you have separated from yourself, because you become divided with yourself and divided with the person that you're expressing yourself to. And so it's about feeling a pain and responding effectively rather than poking the wound harder, meaning creating more of the same. So effectively treating the pain so that you can, one, do better next time, basically see and improve upon your response, B, harbor less resentment towards the person that has caused you the pain and those around you, because whilst you are resenting the person that's caused you the pain or the thing that's caused you the pain, you may move through to a different situation and then take that pain out on someone else. So the people around you right now are going to feel that you're like a little epicenter of a volcano about to erupt or an earthquake that's just happened. And you have to treat that as such, because at that point you could feel pain from here and take it out over here. And that disrupts your lifestyle. That disrupts who you are. That disrupts this wealthy life. It disrupts the harmony. And it's not that we're seeking harmony. What we're seeking to do is go inward, to go on an inner journey and to have wisdom. And so C is actually, you can then treat the pain because you can carry on with what you need to do. Whether that means just getting on with it and taking care of business, handling your messages, your emails, your phone calls, your meetings, the schedule that's coming up for you in the day. Now you feel this pain. Now you've got this trigger, you're angry. You're angry and you've still got to go sell. You're angry and you've still got to go have that meeting, do that presentation, do that pitch, meet that person that you now can't be bothered to meet because you've got all of this weight carrying you down and your heart is about to explode and you're on a fight or flight trajectory. And so when we can do that, when we can know what needs to be done, whether that means taking care of business or rescheduling to clear space for inward retreat, that's a new piece. That's the piece that I wouldn't have added before, because I would have said, you've got to persist, whatever. You've got to learn to control your mindset to be able to continue in the situation so that you can persevere, so you can do what others can't, so you can go further. And that is true whilst having discernment around when that is needed and when you should retreat, when things in life are going to flow, when you should let them flow. And that can mean rescheduling. It doesn't mean you have to reschedule to next week. You could push something by an hour. Create space to go inward, to have that retreat inward. That is actually leadership. That is what you do at the higher levels, to have compassionate leadership. You're being able to show yourself compassion, so therefore you can show compassion to others. It's this higher level of servant leadership. And I've dawned on this epiphany, but also this, it's not an epiphany, it's been a journey that I've been through where I've seen the light in this sense. So this is where the magic happens. And instead of making more clouds and bad weather, you learn to go inward. And it's here that you can zoom out. And in zooming out, you're also giving space, right? Because at the exact moment of the infringement, of the rage, of the anger, of the tension, of the worry, of the fear, that you're angry and you want to react, at that exact moment, you are almost like zoomed right in. You can't get any further in. You're zoomed right into the thing and you're focused on the thing that has upset you and your pain. And if you zoom out, you start to capture more in your lens and you start to zoom out and you start to see all of the things that are in front of you. And you start to see, just by the very fact of zooming out, you are giving yourself space. So you can start to see where you went wrong, what you need to take responsibility for in this and how you can go forward. You can see how you now react, either causes positive things to occur that can be built upon like a bit of a scaffolding. So how you react and go forward once you've zoomed out, you can see that there's two paths. One is going to cause the results that are more tremors, more earthquakes, more bombs being dropped, more rage, more anger, more of the same, and it's going to get worse. Or you would take the positive path. You would take the path that allows you to honor your pain and honor yourself and get closer to self, being compassionate to how you are feeling, turning inward and giving yourself that space if it is needed right now, or persevering with what you've got to do if it is needed right now. Being able to trust yourself to make that right decision and being able to trust yourself with the decision of how you respond. And so that creates scaffolding, because scaffolding can help, and that's how you build upon it. And then it's about understanding that you are at the epicenter right now. If the pain has just happened, if an argument and someone's annoyed you has just happened, and we're not talking about little annoyances, little grievances, we're talking like a big blow up, right? You've had a big bust up with a friend and they've said something, or a big bust up with a spouse, significant other, a partner, a family member, something that's, it's going to change your day if you let it. And the choice is yours, though it might not feel like you do have a choice. The choice is yours. So I want you to know that, like your emotions, anger and even rage are too much. You might feel like it's all too much, but stop and take a beat. You can move through this. The light always clears way for the storm. So it clears the storm away. It's actually belief in our doubts that create more storms. So when we are putting belief into the thing we fear, we create more storms. So we've got to go deeper inward on that journey of inquisition, because what are we afraid of? And what are we now pouring energy and focus into? And how is that causing us to react? Because if we can connect to faith, zoom out, see the bigger picture, and connect us back to self and source, to a higher power, that can carry us through. So the question then becomes, who do you want to be in this moment? And that's really where I've got to in my thinking, is when we would normally respond and it feels like overwhelm, it feels like we've been misinterpreted, mistreated, mishandled, we feel attacked. And the emotional response, the emotions in us, that it's human nature, is to respond to that with more of the same, with aggression, with attack, with defensiveness, with victimhood, and that all separates you from yourself. And so by choosing the other path, by choosing to give yourself the space to have an inner retreat, to get back down from that emotion and understand that story and why it is not necessarily the truth, to understand your part in it and the role that you played in creating that story and how you are embellishing it now and what you can do better next time to avoid this, you learn. And when you can do that, it starts to become less of a painful experience, because you are taking action. You're still taking action. You're taking action in a way that builds the foundations of a more resilient leader, a more compassionate leader, a servant leader that is able to give compassion to themselves and know what they need and then be able to give that to themselves. And in that comes resilience. And this is, my friends, what I'm hoping to impart upon you with this message, because it's truly important. So more of my content will be about this, because this is something that I've witnessed, experienced, and feel that the world needs. And this is a beautiful journey, not always easy. And I hope if you get something from this, you share it with a friend who is going through this situation, this could be useful for, that you subscribe to the show. Don't have to if you don't want to, no pressure. And that you just mainly give it a go. Give it a go so that you can realize you have a choice. You don't have to follow the emotions you're having. You don't have to push them down. And you don't have to be beholden to the fears, the anxieties, and the doubts and the worries that are so loud in your mind at the time of pain. There is another way. And that way is to go inward and then move from there. To become who you want to become, to live the lifestyle that you want to live. And that lifestyle is actually you becoming better gradually over time. So don't try to bite off too much. Give yourself grace and love. You're a human. You can make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We're not perfect. It won't happen right away. And you will make mistakes. And just be okay with that. Be okay with you. Give yourself the space to go on this journey. And that's it from me for today, but I hope that helps. And that's a wrap. Thank you for sharing and rating this show. It helps us reach more people and spread the message. That message is the believe it as possible message. I want you to believe in you, believe in the situation, and believe in your bigger life. That's why I created the School of Success. It's a selection of short courses that can help boost your skill acquisition in negotiation, sales, and self-transformation. This is where it's at, and I want you to win. I want you to build your empire, the empire of you, and become more. So if you're looking to know how to deal with difficult people, to negotiate at an expert level, to sell, and to become more yourself, to develop your mindset, your confidence, to be able to then think about how to elevate your business, this might be for you. So head on over to the School of Success and look at the links in the show notes and get on over there and check out the short courses that we have for you.